Invasive species are increasingly challenging communities and biologists as the plants and animals encroach on native species. Plants and animals like the spotted lanternfly, giant hogweed, and spiny water flea can cost thousands, if not millions, of dollars to control once they encroach on an area. This coming week, New York will hold its 6th annual Invasive Species Awareness Week to help educate people about the problem. The effort is coordinated through regional PRISMs, or Partnerships for Regional Invasive Species Management. In northern New York, research and control efforts are coordinated by the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program. Director Brendan Quirion tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley, Awareness Week is one of the most important statewide education and outreach events.
All of New York State's partnerships for regional invasive species management and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation work together to hold events throughout New York State, and those events can be found at stoptheinvasionny.com.
What's the focus of this year's Awareness Week?
This year's focus is early detection. So it's promoting a new or recently updated citizen science mapping tool for invasive species called IMAP Invasives 3.0. And it's an app that you can download on your phone. Anyone can use to report invasive species that they see on the landscape. And again, reinforces why you need to be trained to see or to identify and report these things so that we can respond in a timely manner.
Brendan Quirion, that's another interesting aspect. I recently had a question for you about the Asian longhorned beetle, which turned out to be a native insect, not the Asian longhorned beetle. But the homeowners where it was seen not only didn't have any familiarity with the Asian longhorned beetle, they didn't seem to have any familiarity with invasives in general. How big a challenge is that? And how common is that?
Yeah, unfortunately, invasive species or knowledge of invasive species lags behind other top environmental challenges like climate change. That's been demonstrated across the country. And it reinforces to us the need for more robust education outreach campaigns and awareness building campaigns focused on invasive species, because we have a lot of work to do still. There are a lot of people out here that don't know what invasive species are or haven't even heard that term before. There was some polling done several years ago by New York State that assessed the public's awareness of invasive species, and they found that the Adirondacks in the North Country of New York was actually ahead of the rest of New York State in knowing what invasive species were. There were about, I think, 83% of the population knew something about invasive species. But we're hopeful that that number is continuing to grow over the years, but it will require additional polling to determine if we're making more progress.
Well, even though the title of your organization is the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program, you do a much broader spectrum. You look at aquatics and other invasives. Do you find that people are more aware of the aquatics? Because there does seem to be a particular focus on aquatic invasives.
Yeah, so when our program first started, we did only focus on plants. Now, 20 years later, we focus on all taxa, invasive animals, insects, aquatics. And you're right, most people do know more about aquatic invasive species because, you know, that's where their interests lie. There are a lot of people up here that live on lakes or along water bodies, and they care about that individual lake. So that when they see an aquatic invasive species starting to take over, they're quick to respond, and there's a lot of engagement there. It's much harder to inform people or get people interested in a terrestrial invasive plant or an insect that they may not associate with on a daily basis. In a lake or a pond, that invasive is always in your face and causing impacts to you anytime you're on the water.
Well, we hear about the dangers to the waters and how many aquatic invasives there may be, you know, challenging the lakes, rivers, and ponds. What are the potential threats to land? I mean, you know, what kind of creatures have we got out there that are either already invaded or are on the fringes of invading the area?
Yeah, so most of the most significant impacts that we experience are actually from terrestrial invasives. things like emerald ash borer, hemlock woolly adelgid, Asian longhorn beetle, they are the only known forest disturbance agent that can functionally extirpate a tree species within a matter of decades. So these tree species that we currently have in the landscape, like ash and hemlock, could be gone within our lifetime as a result of these insects that are feeding on them. On the plant side, we have species like Phragmites or common reed grass that takes over wetlands. We have species like Japanese knotweed that invades river corridors. So there's a lot of impacts on the terrestrial side that people don't realize, and they can be even more severe than the aquatics.
And going back to Invasive Species Awareness Week, what role will the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program have during the course of the week?
So right now we have a great lineup of events. We're going to kick off the week with a weed wrangle at our Boquete River Nature Preserve, where we're going to have volunteers come and help us manage various terrestrial invasive plants at the preserve. So that's open to the public, and we encourage anyone that's interested to register and come to the preserve on Tuesday morning at 9:30. And then each day following, we have different events, whether it be aquatic invasive species, ID and survey trainings, trainings for local highway departments and Department of Transportations. So if you're interested in attending, go to our website at adkinvasives.com, go to our calendar of events, and pick one that suits your interests and register.
Links for more information about New York's Invasive Species Awareness Week are at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.